more you're my love of yesteryear.
Howdy, folks.
Yes, it is your old friend Singin' Sam. So let's just settle back and reminisce a bit. What do you say, huh?
Radio pioneered most of the kind of shows you see on television today. Humor, for example, breaks down into two basic formats, the variety show and the situation comedy. Both forms reached a peak in radio. I asked George Burns to select a favorite episode of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show from his own personal collection.
As the new half-century gets underway, the favorite pastime seems to be choosing the outstanding men of the last half-century. Magazines and newspapers have published their selections, but Gracie seems to think one important name has been omitted.
Thomas Edison, Winston Churchill. How can they pick men like that to head the list?
I'm interested to know, Gracie, who's your choice?
Need you ask, George? I'm thinking of a man whose glorious romantic voice has thrilled millions.
The birds are sweetly singing and perfume flowers are bringing in the wind of life.
A man whose charm and talent are world famous.
Gracie, this is getting embarrassing.
Only one man should top this list, Charles Boyer.
Charles Boyer?
Mm-hmm.
You put him ahead of Edison?
Yep.
Edison invented electric lights.
With Boyer, who needs them?
Gracie, there's some pretty great men on this list.
Not as great as Boyer. Well, look at these names. Arturo Toscanini, conductor. How do you like that? A man who punches transfers.
He happens to be a musical conductor.
All right, so he hums while he punches transfers.
Hums Dardanella.
And here's another one, Einstein. Now, what did he do?
Einstein? Yes. What did he do?
Uh-huh.
He's the father of relativity.
Oh, what does she do?
Relativity Einstein?
Yes.
She's with Warner Brothers. You know, Gracie, for a minute there, instead of Boyer, I thought that you thought that I belonged on that list of great men.
Oh, well, you see, George, you're my husband, and I don't think of you as a man.
Well, thanks.
I mean, I don't think of you as a man who does anything.
Thanks again.
I mean, I don't think of you as a man who does anything romantic.
A triple thanks and stop thinking about it.
Oh, now I've hurt your feelings. And I didn't mean to, George. You know, I'd rather be married to you than any man on this list. Churchill, Edison, Stalin, Hitler.
You have just earned my fourth thank you.